February 2nd, the servant of God, Mary Fidelis Weiss, Virgin Third Order. The simple greatness of this woman's life is testimony enough that holiness is still with us in the world, even though it may appear that the world has succumbed to Antichrist. Eleanor, as she was known in the world, was born at Kempten, Germany in 1882. She inherited her cheerful disposition from her father, her generosity from her mother. She was chosen by Providence to attain to the heights of mysticism. Yet her exterior life was undisturbed and in no way out of the ordinary. Except for her prudent spiritual director, no one knew of the unusual graces that flooded her soul. Even her fellow sisters knew nothing of the singular way she trod until after her death. As a child, she was a quiet and well-behaved girl. Then, for the space of 2 years, she was employed in a store in Kempten. For another period of 2 years, she was a model pupil of the school sisters in Lindsfried. Finally, as Mary Fidelis, she entered the convent of Franciscan sisters in Reutberg, Bavaria. As a child, she was raised to the first degree of mystical prayer, and from then on, she passed through all the degrees of this form of prayer until she arrived at the mystical nuptials on Good Friday of 1919. Her first Holy Communion on Low Sunday, 1893, made a very deep impression on her. At Lindsfried, she took the habit in the cord of the Third Order, in order thereafter to scale, with our Holy Father St. Francis, the Laverna of union with God. But since mystical prayer cannot exist without suffering, Sister Mary Fidelis had to empty the chalice of trial down to the dregs. Spiritual sufferings were joined to the corporal ones, and so, on the path of loving and suffering, she became a victim for the sins of her fellow men. Patiently and staunchly, she persevered on the altar of sacrifice until, after a long and painful illness, she went home to God on February 11th, 1923, altogether wasted away, as was our Holy Father, St. Francis, with love of Christ. Her writings, known in her day only to her spiritual director, are a wonderful summary of mysticism. The miracles that occurred after her death lead us to believe that this mystical rose in the Franciscan garden will someday adorn our altars. The cause of her beatification is now underway. To work and suffer for others. Mary Fidelis gives us a remarkable example of interior sacrifice for others. Prolonged suffering and atonement for others was, in fact, the central point in her life as a victim. She endured the terrible sensation of abandonment by God in atonement for the sins of modern unbelief. Disgrace because of the sins of immorality. Acute interior torture for the dying. And all this with the same unchanging joy, patience, and peace. Meanwhile, she even played the organ for the sisters' choir. Much in the same way as St. Paul could say of himself, "But I most gladly will spend and be spent myself for your souls." 2 Corinthians 12:15. What do you do for sinners? What sacrifices do you make for them? What expiation do you render? Every Christian should labor and suffer for his brethren in Christ. Leo XIII once wrote to Cardinal Gibbons, quote, "It is a universal law whereby God in his divine providence has decreed that almost in every case human beings are to be saved through other human beings." End quote. how many a soul may have been saved through the prayers and sufferings of Mary Fidelis. Do you perhaps ask with Cain, am I my brother's keeper? Genesis 4:19. Perhaps divine providence means that certain persons shall be saved through you, through your prayers, through your communions, through your acts of suffering and self-denial. Let this thought take possession of you as it did of Mary Fidelis. It will be well with you if you can finally declare at the judgment, as Christ could declare before his Father, those whom thou gavest me have I kept, and none of them is lost. John 17:12. If in this our day there are so many erring, ignorant, and sinful souls, good Christians must come to their rescue and save them. You must cooperate. Prayer of the Church. O Lord, we beseech thee through the intercession of the ever-blessed Virgin Mary, defend thy church from all adversities, and graciously protect her, who has recourse to thee with her whole soul, from all the snares of the enemy. Through Christ our Lord. Amen.